Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you've heard of the IOC, the International Olympic Committee. Well, just recently they had a world conference on prevention of injury and illness in sports. Well, how does that apply to you and your exercise and pulled muscle and prevention of injuries? My guest is Dr. Michael Bergeron. He's the executive director of the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bergeron. Tell us about the conference and what you can bring home as the message for the listeners about preventing those types of injuries.
Thank you, Melanie. I appreciate the opportunity. It was a tremendous conference. As the name implies, the International Olympic Committee, the primary focus is on elite athletes. And as you might imagine, they're touching on some of the very same topics that we hear about in community sports, and that would be namely concussion was a very high topic, and a lot of the new information about the real complexity of concussions and really trying to determine the severity and how they resolve. And there was a lot of information about pre-screening and more comprehensive assessments of elite athletes so that they can better anticipate when they might get hurt and what their risk of injury. And there's an awful lot of information about new technology for monitoring athletes in real time out on the field. So the sports have really gotten a lot more sophisticated. But I think there's some important messages for your listeners, too, that can come out of a conference like this.
Well, I think so, too. And so you were, you know, it's a big conference. There was a lot of real, true experts there. What did you come up with, and how can we use that directly?
Well, you're absolutely right. It was filled with experts from all over the world, and it's really interesting to get some perspectives from Asia to Europe to South Africa and everything in between. But, you know, if you look at what was said, and again, this is targeted toward elite athletes, but clearly the interesting thing is that all of this really applies to anybody who's trying to be active or be involved in sports. And if I were to try to categorize, how the information could be translated to your listeners, I would say that one of the big areas was about training and how to get into sport and how to get fit. And even for these elite athletes, preparation for sport takes time. And it's something that a lot of recreational casual athletes don't really want to tolerate. They think they can do things very, very quickly. But even for the most fit of athletes, it really is tough to come to terms with that this is a long-term process. But this is so critical to come before you immerse yourself into any kind of demanding participation. Doesn't mean you can't pick up a tennis racket or throw a ball without training before that. But what I'm saying is that before you really commit to getting involved in tournaments and competing hard or exercising diligently every day, there really needs to be some preparation. And one aspect of that preparation is really about movement and about biomechanics. Certain injuries, particularly related to the knee, the anterior cruciate ligament, and other knee problems, really it's essential that people learn how to move well first. Because if their biomechanics aren't any good, anybody's going to be at great risk of injury once you start participating in a demanding way for a long period of time. So, there's also a lot of information about injuries, and prevention of injury is really where the emphasis should be. A lot of your listeners are probably as guilty as anybody, that you really don't think about injuries until they happen. And so then it's, emergency. I have to recover from this. But there's a big emphasis, even with the world-class athletes, that prevention is really, really key because injuries are costly. It's costly to their career. Well, it's costly to your listeners, too, because they have to see somebody and go through all that with the physicians and rehab and such. The important thing about rehabilitation is that it's really critical to allow yourself to fully recover should you get injured. And this is really, really critical. And one of the best predictors of future injuries is past injury history, and that's often based on the fact that they didn't allow the full rehabilitation, the full recovery. And lastly, related to injuries, if you get hurt and then you get fully rehabbed, but you didn't change, the issues that put you in that situation, in other words, the contributing factors, you're probably going to get hurt again. So, it seems kind of funny that even with elite athletes, you have to address that. But it's really critical. Otherwise, you're just going to see the same thing.
Now, when we talk injury prevention, people, and you mentioned knees and things, people hear about all of these, but what worries the average exerciser or weekend warrior more, Dr. Bergeron, is pulled muscles. So give us your best advice, and this may or may not be what you learned at the IOC World Conference. However, I mean, elite athletes, that's one of their biggest concerns, because a pulled muscle, just a simple pulled muscle, can keep them out of their sport or keep them from going back to an aerobics class or keep someone from playing their weekend baseball just as much as any actual torn ligament or something more serious. What do you say when people say, how do I not pull a muscle?
Right. Well, you know, you can't avert all injury risk. And I, as you see, with the as you said, with even the elite athletes, that happens. And these are people who are training all the time, getting guidance from experts and going through their stretches and all of that preparation. But I think two things. One, as we said earlier, preparation is key. You know, you need to get fit. You need to get full range of motion. You need to get strong before you put yourself under the demand. And so without any preparation, then you're lucky if you don't get hurt, if you don't pull a muscle, if you don't strain something. So preparation is key. But then you also have to look at, am I really ready to participate at the level I'm trying to do? Does that mean, too long of a race? Does that mean playing too often or training too often or going too hard even on the treadmill or lifting too much weight? You have to balance what your fitness level is with the level of preparation that you invested against the demands that you're going to be placing on your body. So even at the elite level, it's often a sign of not so much not good preparation and certainly not good fitness, but maybe trying to do too much. So I think that's really how anybody really needs to approach it.
Absolute great advice, because even people going into a club who want to join some kind of a spinning class or something like that, or yoga, you know, you go in and maybe it's a more advanced class and you don't realize it till you're halfway in and you go, oh my God, I think I just pulled something, you know. So right. It can happen just in the blink of an eye, so easily. So your first best piece of advice is be prepared, be ready for whatever activity you're going to do, and know your own limitations, know your own level that you can be working at. Give us one more great piece of information.
Well, you know, there's a lot of discussion about social media and various apps and things like that that can provide information, and even the elite athletes, the elite coaches, the sport or the international sport organizations are using these kinds of delivery systems to help their athletes, to help their coaches. And so I think a lot of your listeners, too, have seen these things and have so much information available to them to help guide. You don't always have to pay somebody to give you that advice or to guide you through things. There's a wealth of information available. So we're seeing some exciting social media technology and things like that that are coming out that I think will really make a lot more information and interaction with professionals and with organizations available to the public, which is really kind of exciting.
So put it all together for us, Dr. Bergeron, if you will, wrap it up for us on injury prevention and training considerations.
Well, just like any athlete, whether you're recreational or elite, you need to have a very thoughtful, very comprehensive, and quite frankly, a very realistic and long-term approach to fitness or sports participation. And if you do it, and if you do it right, it can last a lifetime. And this is the same message for anybody across the whole spectrum.
It is a great message, too. We all have to know what to expect when you're going into any of these classes or doing any of these types of fitness. And even the elite athletes take what Dr. Bergeron is saying and what the International Olympic Committee is coming up with to prevent injuries in both daily activities and exercise and sports. We're all kind of in the same boat there, and nobody wants to get injured because it will take you out for quite a while. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.